The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Jenna Ellis Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There has never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
As a constitutional law attorney, former senior legal advisor and personal counsel to President Donald J. Trump, Jenna Ellis believes in the rule of law and the importance of integrity in our elections. And she's ready to tackle the big cultural and legal issues facing America. This is the Jenna Ellis Show. Here is your host, Jenna Ellis.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the Jenna Ellis Show. I'm Jenna Ellis, and breaking this week, the Southern Poverty Law Center has added parental rights groups, including Moms for Liberty and several other parental rights organizations, to their hate map, which actually just makes me laugh because the Southern Poverty Law Center has been so just thoroughly discredited. And basically all they're saying is now these are conservative groups. They're making a huge difference in the parental rights or other categories of arenas for law and policy, and are actually making a huge difference for parents and for championing our rights and freedoms. So why would they target specifically parental rights groups? What is the leftist agenda? Well, Tiffany Justice, who is the co-founder of Moms for Liberty, who's one of the groups that received this prestigious SPLC award, will join me right after this.
With inflation, the banking world collapse, and everything that Joe Biden is doing not to protect America, you need to make sure to secure your financial health, especially in retirement. And hey, if you're a millennial like me, that actually is sooner than you think. You need to start now, even if you are a millennial or a Gen Zer, to make sure that your financial health is actually healthy when we get to retirement. And Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in gold and silver online in real time. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped right to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar, and this puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A truly diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This brand new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with just a few clicks. Visit LegacyPM.com to get started. You can download the free investor's guide, and you can also call Legacy PM Investments to talk to a portfolio expert to get expert answers to customize your personal portfolio. So visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. Tell them that Jenna sent you.
Joining me now is Tiffany Justice, who is the co-founder of Moms for Liberty. And Tiffany, I was actually really excited for you, frankly, to see that the Southern Poverty Law Center added you and a number of other parental rights groups to their hate map, because I think that the Southern Poverty Law Center, the SPLC, has been so discredited over the years that really all they're doing is aggregating really great conservative organizations that are making a difference. So congratulations on this really, I think, you know, prestigious addition.
Yes, thank you very much. Probably the most significant endorsement we've received thus far, right?
Yes. Yes. And, you know, and there was a great piece in the Daily Signal from our friend Tyler O'Neill, who is a great reporter, and, you know, is talking about the SPLC that is adding parental rights groups to their hate map. And again, I just think this is hilarious, but I think that this actually evidences how the left is trying on purpose to target parents and target parental rights. And they're doing so in a way that suggests that if parents want to be involved at all in the health, education, upbringing of their children, well, now suddenly you're hateful and we have to target parents. And that is actually more the overarching concern. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think it's very concerning that parents who just want to know what their children are being taught in school and be able to be a part of what is being taught and how it's being taught are being targeted, are being considered to be a threat. Why is that? Why wouldn't the school system, the government, want parents involved as much as possible in their children's lives? Because we know that parents are the number one driver of student success. Nothing else can really, you know, come close to comparing to a parent being fully engaged in their children's life and education. So, you're kind of left wondering why are we such a threat? But I think I have a pretty good idea why.
And why would that be then? Because I have some ideas on that as well. But I think, you know, as the SPLC has now designated, you're the expert on this subject.
Yes, thank you very much. Yes. So what we have found, let's just look back to COVID, right? Schools get shut down and parents are worried. They're upset. They can actively see. I was a school board member at the time. You could see that the government thought that they knew better for your child than you did. And there were all these decisions that were being made. And parents were like, wait a second, why do you have our schools closed? Why is it okay for people to ride in the street, but my kid can't go to school in a classroom? Why are you teaching my child that some children in the classroom are oppressed and some are oppressors, right? Why has the entire day of my child's life now become social emotional learning? Are you teaching reading or arithmetic, right? Parents had all these questions. So we go to school board meetings and we're speaking up, and the Department of Justice labels us domestic terrorists. So you immediately have this overreaction to parents just going through the normal process of having their voice heard in American government at the most local level, which is their school board. And so immediately I think we kind of said, oh, wait a second, why is this such a threat that parents are calling out concerns? But what we have, Jenna, is real educational failure. Our schools are not teaching our kids well. The 2022 NAEP scores, the National Assessment for Educational Progress, came out in 2022, right? It was worse than 2019. And it wasn't great in 2019. We have nearly two-thirds of American kids not reading at or above grade level. And that should worry every single American. But there are lots of excuses being made for that educational failure. And so here again, you have the Southern Poverty Law Center saying that parents are anti-government, that we're a hate group, that we're anti-government because we dare to say that we're not willing to co-parent with the government. And we're not. We will partner with our kids' schools, but we direct the upbringing of our children. And so when I hear President Biden say, these are all of our children, right? No, sir. They are not all of our children. These are our children, the parents' children. And I think that we're really in a battle for the mind of the American children, for the mind of our youth. And I think that the people that want to radically transform our country very much want to own and use our children to accomplish their end goal, which is very different than Moms for Liberty. Their end goal is a lot of what looks like communism, which feels like communism, and American moms and dads are rejecting that. And so I think we are a threat. And Jenna, I think we're the biggest threat because we are connecting people across party lines, across racial lines, across religious lines, all the ways that different elites in this country have sought to divide Americans. When you're a parent, you're a parent. And you don't have to agree on everything, but you can certainly agree that you have the fundamental right to raise your own child.
And so well said, Tiffany Justice. And I think that really is the battleground that we're fighting for, is for the right of parents to understand that self-evident truth that God gave children to parents and entrusted parents with the custody, control, upbringing, safety, all of those things. And really the worldview of how parents want to raise their children. And it is not given to the state. The state doesn't own anyone or anything, and certainly does not have this viewpoint that somehow everything belongs to the state. That really is communist. And certainly that does not represent rightly our constitutional republic, that we the people retain all of our rights and we only give certain limited powers to government in order for the government to protect all of our rights, which includes parental rights. And so for Moms for Liberty, you know, this started out with two of you moms that has now blossomed into a nationwide movement. You have over 200, I think close to 300 chapters across the country. What are the areas that you're specifically focused on and seeing are really the battleground between kind of this leftist mentality that children really belong to state-funded education systems versus how you are still advocating for parental rights?
So we are set up by chapters, and you're right, we have almost 300 chapters across the country in 44 states, over 120,000 members, and our chapters meet together once a month in person, and they go over what's happening in their community. We defend parental rights at all levels of government. Our mission statement is unify, educate, and empower parents to defend their parental rights at all levels of government. And so these moms and dads and community members get together, they review their school district's agenda for that month, for that upcoming meeting. They review the budget. They talk about the way that the money is being spent in their community. They talk about any concerns they have when it comes to their children. I remember I heard someone say once that there are tribes in Africa that the way that they greet each other is they say, "How are the children?" And what you want to hear back is the children are well. And if you asked me right now in America, how are the children? My answer back to you, Jenna, would be the children are not well. And Moms for Liberty parents and community members, and we're not all moms and dads. We have aunts and uncles and grandparents. They are concerned because the children are not doing well. And so they're looking at every level of government and how government is interacting with families and with parents and with kids and making sure that it really is the parents that are the driving force in decision-making for their child. We believe that public education can do better. We support school choice because we support parents. We believe in education freedom because parents have the fundamental right to direct their child's education. And parents should be able to move their child to a school that is teaching them and they feel comfortable with. And parents should have the right to do that in America. So we support school choice, but we also want every parent to feel good about their child's education. And we want to make sure that every child is getting a great education. We don't have a funding problem in American public education. We have a priorities problem. We have a problem with the way that the money is spent, right? And so our chapters are working to vet and endorse candidates for school board. That looks different, Jenna, in different places around the country. Sometimes you have school board elections every 2 years. Sometimes you have, you know, school board elections happening every year in certain states, and they happen at different times of the year. But our chapters are paying attention, and they are looking for people to run for office, and then they're endorsing those candidates. And I'm proud to say that of the over 500 candidates that we endorsed in 2022 for school board races, 76% of those people had never run for office before. That's a game changer.
That really is. And I think it's so important, Tiffany, what you're highlighting, that the parental rights is not just an issue that parents should be concerned about. I mean, I have nieces and nephews, and I have cousins who have children, and you know, I am very concerned about their ability to homeschool their kids, to make sure that they can raise them in a Christian home. And you know, I'm very concerned about that, even though I don't yet have my own children. That doesn't mean that I can just say, "Oh, well, this is somebody else's issue, not mine." I mean, one of the I think the most ridiculous ways that we can, as conservatives broadly, abdicate our role as engaged citizens in societies to say, well, this particular issue isn't really my problem, or this isn't something that I necessarily want to deal with because it doesn't impact me. Well, eventually, everything does end up impacting us because we all live in the same society. And I want to make sure that the Constitution is upheld and the rights for parents are protected, because ultimately that actually does impact my own family, even if it's not me personally with my own children yet. But at the same time, we have to, as conservatives, understand the broader picture. And so I think it's great that you have a lot more people than just moms and dads. You have, you know, grandparents, you have aunts and uncles, you have all of these other people who are concerned about this that are also engaged. And so in just the last few minutes that I have with you, and I so appreciate your time on this, how would you suggest is the best way for people to get engaged? Because I think that, you know, when we talk about calls to action, we talk about people getting engaged, a lot of times what I hear from, you know, friends of mine who aren't as just inundated in the political sphere, they don't work in it in that same space that, you know, that I do, that you do, and they feel overwhelmed because they almost feel like they're being called to do too many things. And so for people, or they just don't know where to start. And so for people who are very concerned about parental rights issues, they are very concerned about this woke leftist agenda, where can they start? And what would be something that would be something that they could say, okay, tangibly, I can accomplish that. I can do that in the midst of my life and work otherwise.
I think that I'm going to tell you to start a Moms for Liberty chapter or join one. And let me explain why. First of all, it was our best idea. You know, Tina and I sat down, we said, we have a real problem on our hands in this country. We have parents that are concerned about their kids. They're trying to advocate. And the system, this behemoth and the teachers union are in such a position of control that they're just picking the parents off one by one. So strength in numbers, that's the unify part. But what's great about being part of Moms for Liberty is you're part of a team. And what I would say to people is really dig down inside yourself and ask yourself, what God-given gifts do you have, right? What have you been gifted with in your life? Are you a good writer? Are you good at budgeting? Do you think you might be a good fundraiser? Do you think that you're a good community organizer? Do you like talking to people, right? Would you be good on media? Ask yourself, what are the things that you could do that you excel in? Where are your skills or your strengths? Are you a lawyer, right? Are you a doctor? Are you able to talk to a chapter about different issues that you're passionate about that you can share your knowledge and expertise? But that's why the chapters are so incredibly impactful, because you've got a lot of different people who have different skills who are all coming together for the same reason. They love children and they're concerned about the future of our country. And if we do not right the ship, if we do not change the direction of this country, the future for our children, for your future children is bleak. I'm not going to lie. We are watching right now as our children are taught in school that America is a flawed country that must be destroyed. We have women like the head of the American Library Association, who is a self-proclaimed Marxist. We have the Colorado Teachers Union voting about how they will no longer teach about capitalism in their classrooms. This country is headed in a dark direction, but the beauty is we, the people, can change it. This is not the majority of Americans that are dragging us down, that don't take pride in our country, but we're going to have to get off the comfy couch and fight. And so the best advice is really that, Jenna, find what you're good at, what you like to do, and then try to find a way to be able to help the parents and teachers in your community. Let's not forget about the teachers. There are a lot of great teachers who don't like a lot of the stuff that's happening in their schools. But you have to remember, the teachers union is tough. And so it really is a numbers game. So get involved. And just find a way that you can have an impact. Write letters to the editor. If it's nothing more than that, if you're a grandparent and you're listening to this and you're wondering, how can I help? Start watching the news, paying attention to these issues, and then start having your opinion heard. And just something as simple as that, right, is important and can make a huge change in your local community. The beauty of what we're doing is that it's at the most local level. It is overwhelming. When you think about national politics and presidential elections, where do you start? Will you have impact? Will your voice matter? But in the local arena, in local elections, in your own backyard, your voice does matter and your vote does count. And that's really where, if we all make the change in our own backyard, we can change the future of our country.
Really well said. And I could not agree more, because, you know, a lot of people seem like they're overwhelmed kind of by the national politics that we're inundated by mainstream media with all of the time. But if you actually look at the people who are engaged and involved on the local level, it's really not as many people as you would think. And that's where I think the leftists have been really smart and strategic, is going in. Yep. And, you know, not having, you know, a lot of this make the national news. I mean, they're not wanting attention to their agenda and what they're doing. they're just going in there. They took over local school boards. They took over some of these state and local offices, a lot of these district attorneys that are Soros funded, for example. And this is making a huge impact negatively. And we can change that if people on the local level would just say, I want to be responsible for my own community. And I want to look around and say, where can I get engaged on a local level? And just be part, I mean, just like Christians are admonished, be part of the local church and be part of your local community of believers, not just, you know, kind of a national attention to the church. You need to do the same thing being a good citizen member of your community. So Tiffany Justice, thanks so much. And where do people go to get involved with Moms for Liberty and get the resources and maybe start a local chapter there?
Yeah, momsforliberty.org. You'll see there's a big map there. Click on the map. You can click on your state, see where the chapters are. If we don't have a chapter, click to start one. Maybe it's not you. Maybe you're not the chapter chair. Maybe it's your daughter or your cousin, or maybe you have a friend down the street that you say, you know what, this might be something that we could do together. We require 10 like-minded people to start a chapter. We know none of us can do this alone. You can't run a chapter by yourself. You can't make that change happen. And the elected officials that you eventually get elected, they can't make the change happen unless they have this support from the ground. So building the army of really amazing patriots. And Jenna, we have an event at the end of this month, June 29th through July 2nd in Philadelphia. If anyone wants to come out and join us there, President Trump will be speaking, Governor Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley, Dennis Prager, Mark Robinson, so many amazing people coming and speaking at the summit. And we're just really, you know, unifying people and getting them excited about fighting for the future of our country.
Excellent. All right. Well, thanks so much, Tiffany. Really appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing you this weekend at the Western Conservative Summit, because I'll be there as well. So that'll be really great. And thanks so much for all of your work and your passion and motivating other moms and dads and also everyone else who really care about parental rights issues and preserving the fundamental liberties of our nation. So thanks so much.
Thank you for being such a champion for parents, Jenna. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. I have it. I love it. I sleep on it every night. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. But now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that is made with a temperature regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. So for you, my exclusive listeners, the MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free with offer and promo code Jenna. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square for the buy one, get one free offer. Enter promo code Jenna, or you can also call 800-564-8475 to get your MyPillow 2.0 now. So just remember, go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code Jenna for the MyPillow 2.0 or any of Mike Lindell's fabulous Made in America products. You can also go to MyStore.com and with promo code Jenna, refill all of your My Coffee and all of the great entrepreneurs' products that Mike Lindell and everyone in America should support.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.